The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what is today? It's the 14th? 15th? Okay, it's the 15th. Okay. Now it's the 15th, and what is the month? It's May, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the year?
2023.
See that? That's Little Lisa. That's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Get out of here. Get out. We're back in the boiler room. We have Frank and Randy and Eric and Aaron back in the boiler room. And that's where we keep them back there. They're hoping that you'll call because they have to stay there until we get enough calls. And we call that the phone booth. It's a little bigger than a phone booth. Now, in between here and there, we have, he's called Courageous Craig. That's right. He's there. At any time, he might be called upon to throw his body in front of the window.
So we'll see, but good evening, everybody.
All right, there you go. Nothing like a commitment there, huh?
Right.
All right. Way out yonder, that legendary, well, they call him the Patriot Pastor. They call him the Roving. It gets hard on this one here. Well, it's just old Joe.
It's just old Pastor Joe. And Courageous Craig got his nickname because he puts up with Pastor Ernie for so often, so long, so many weeks.
Yeah, it's taken its toll on you, hasn't it? You're looking old now. And here we have Nine Live, our special guest, which is here every month. It's her time of the month. It's Elaine Conley.
Good evening, everyone.
She is the wellness woman. And it's good to have you here with us tonight.
Good to be here.
We have a whole lot to talk about tonight. This is Pledge Week, so we really need to hear from you. And I'll give those numbers out, but then we have to open. We have a very serious prayer request tonight too, so we're going to get to that. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Folks, we need to start out with some, we have a pledge tonight. We have a pledge from Little Lisa, already pledged her $125. All right, Joe. All righty. Next time we'll let her stay in the studio a little longer. What do you think? All right. Do you remember the original office boss, Carol Chapline? Well,
yes.
Carol was with us for years ago. She was with us. We called her the office boss. She was the studio marm, and she ran things out the office. Carol right now needs our prayers in a major, major way. Carol's got cancer, and she's in hospice. And she's also just getting over pneumonia. And so I'm going to ask the folks out there, it's all over the country, people are listening. And all over, and all you folks out there, just before we went on the air, guess what? We were praying, both Elaine and I both were praying for those folks, all of those of you who have been supporting us all of these years.
Correct.
We do that on a regular basis, and we pray for you. We ask the Lord to bless you as you've blessed us. And tonight, we're going to ask you to join in with us as we pray for Carol. So let's join us. Listen, there's power in prayer. If you believe, you just got to believe. You got to believe. Now, we're going to go. We're going to hold Carol up. And but we also know this, that God's will is a perfect will. And so let's pray to that order. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just ask, we want to hold Carol up and ask, Father God, Lord, that if it be thy will, Lord, that you might touch Carol, that she might receive a complete and total healing. Lord, we know that she loves you. And Lord, we know that, well, if I know Carol, she's probably saying, you know, take me home, take me out of here. But Lord, we know that it's up to you. We know that not only do you know the future, you are the future. So Lord, we ask that you would bless Carol and Margaret and Mark and be to them, Lord, give them, Lord, blessings too as they care for Carol at this time. And Lord, again, that you would bless Carol in every area where she might receive that blessing. And Lord, that you would take away the pain and keep her with a clear mind, Lord, and a painless body for the rest of the days that she's here with us. These things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and Lord, too, that you would be a comfort to her family at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. We already have some callers. Praise the good Lord. We have Bill in Boston pledges 100. Bob in New York pledges 500, and Jerome in New York pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to say this, too. You know, we were, Salem had given us that deadline to June 1st to raise an extra 100,000, and it don't look like we're going to make it unless the Lord really intercedes here. But all we need to get one more station back on the air, Salem told us once we paid those bills off, and we only owe about another $6,000 for Portland, Oregon. We could go back in Portland, Oregon, and believe me, those folks, they really want this program back. They really, you know, there's the conservative Christians are a real minority, and a real minority there out there in Portland. And when they were burning that city down, I was hearing from them, and they were worried about their own homes and that. But folks, and we know the number of them had to sell their properties quick. They wanted to sell it before it got burned. And so if you could, if you, but in order to do that, it's got to be on the check. It's got to be Portland written on that check, Portland, Oregon, on the check in the bottom left-hand corner. And that way we can apply it and we could possibly get back on Portland right away. We really need to get back on that station. So with that, Joe, the title of the message was The First Woman, Wife, and Mother. And we're going to start tonight. This is a complete message this week about that lady named Eve. And so, okay, we have Tony in Toronto pledges 125. Thank you, Tony. So, Joe, we're going to start in Genesis 2, and I want you to read 16. And 17, and then just read 16 and 17, and then...
All right, stop there.
Yeah, stop there, okay.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Now, Joe, let me ask you this here, okay? Here, this has to be the simplest, most straightforward, if you will, test that could be devised for determining one's relational love for the Lord. In other words, Joe, okay, he gives them one restriction, just one, right? Mm-hmm. All you have to do, I mean, all of the other trees and on all of that fruit, I mean, it all looked good, right? I mean, when God put those trees in there, all of the fruit looked good. All of it looked good, right? And so all they had to do is just obey. He gave them, they were free, no other restrictions, just one simple restriction. And they failed that. And so go ahead and pick it up and read all the way over through 25.
Okay. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed."
Now, basically, when he tells Adam to give names to all of the cattle and all of the fowl, you're talking about basically 3,000 of the basic kinds of these animals that he was given. And here now, let's see, what does that say about Adam's intellect? Now, because he's told...
He had become pretty well equipped, didn't he?
Well, he would name these cattle, would name these animals, the different ones, on their characteristics.
You had to be very creative with an imagination also.
Right. And so, now this didn't happen over a long, long period of time. A lot of people think that Adam did this just within a few hours, okay? And so here, when it says, "And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from him, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.' And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed." Let me ask Elaine. Elaine's pretty smart. That's why we have her in here. Hey, Elaine.
Yes, Pastor.
Is there any better explanation? Has anyone ever come up with a better explanation of the creation of mankind than what we have right here?
No. They've tried, and they've tried to distort it. I know when I was growing up, you know, we were inundated with the Big Bang Theory, and there really wasn't much of a debate, you know, related to that. And so I learned about the Bible in church, and that's the route that our family went.
Well, when we take a look at this here, this is an amazing thing here. Eve has three names. First of all, Eve was one of the characteristics about Eve, one of the first, something that was unique, could not be said by any other woman, right? And that is, she was the first woman. Wait, we just read it right here. Adam knew what a woman was, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Adam knew, right?
Right.
He's a lot smarter than those people that want to be on the Supreme Court, huh?
Well, none of them.
And in the media, too, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Eve had actually no birth date because, in reality, she was not born. She was created, unless we could we could say maybe consider that. Is there ever been any other person born that didn't have a birth date?
Adam.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. He was. What about, how about her life as a girl?
It wasn't.
She never had a life as a girl, so she was never a girl.
Did Adam have a life as a boy? They were born adults with sound minds and intellect and some knowledge because Adam knew about mothers. He knew about wives. And so he had been given some knowledge by God beforehand.
Yeah, well, you know, what if he was living here today and he missed that as being a girl in his youth? He could change that today, right?
Well, then we wouldn't be here if Adam changed and became female. We probably wouldn't be around.
I mean, today you could, you could go back and forth anyhow. So here, we take a look at that. Eve was never a mother. She was never a girl. She was never a daughter. She had no birth date. Now, she had three names. Eve had three names. She was called woman because she was taken out of man. And
she was called wife.
Well, if you turn over to read Genesis 5:2.
5:2, okay. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
Okay, so then her actual name was Miss Adam, Mrs. Adam, right?
Mrs. Adam.
Yeah.
Because right there, where it says, man leave, God is the one who brought the bride to Adam, like the father brings the bride at a wedding. God brought the bride to Adam. So this was the institution of divine marriage right there, the father bringing the bride. Only this time it was the greatest father of all times.
Okay, and so she was called Eve also.
Right.
And the reason she was called Eve was because she was the mother of all living. So she had three names, didn't she? Okay, so here, and Joseph says, and they were both naked, and man and his wife were not ashamed. I bet you get ashamed when you're naked if you're not where you're supposed to be, right?
I'm never naked where I'm not supposed to be.
Boy, you don't believe how many people are glad to hear that, Joe. Let me
tell you. Well, where I live, Pastor, I could probably run around naked half the day and not be seen by anybody but a few cows and some critters, and probably wouldn't matter much.
Yeah, well, it might hurt the environment. Listen. Let's pick it up and read. Let's pick it up in chapter 3 and read. Read me 3:1-5.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
So when we take a look at this, when you see all these pictures, actually in some of the Bibles, they'll actually have a picture of Eve in the garden, Adam and Eve, and a serpent is like a boa constrictor or a python wrapped around a tree, right?
Right.
And Eve is standing there talking to. What's the problem with that? If we go over and read Ezekiel chapter 28. What was the most beautiful, perfect in beauty, perfect in beauty? The only one that said this about in the entire Bible, Who was perfect in beauty? And who was that? A guy called Lucifer. Lucifer. Now, he, his vesture was made out of what? Diamonds and rubies and all precious stones is his vesture. Now, he wasn't walking, he wasn't in the shape of a snake. In that garden, he was in the image of a man. And what would attract the most beautiful woman that ever existed, the second most beautiful creature ever created, what would attract her more than the first, right? Now think about
that. You kind of answered it, the most beautiful first, because Lucifer had come before Adam.
Right. And so now, well, Lucifer had been in this garden a while. He didn't just show up. He was there when Adam and Eve was first created.
Well, question there, because where it says in chapter 3, verse 1, the serpent had said, God hath created. Well, he created Lucifer, didn't he?
Yeah.
People miss that. They go, well, the serpent was a created creature. Oh, yeah. But, Lucifer.
Okay, we're going to get to that there, here.
Oh.
Okay, so let's pick it up where you left off in verse 6.
And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Let me stop there.
No, keep reading. Read all the way through because we're...
Okay, time.
Yep.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said to the woman, The woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree.
Okay, let's stop right there. We'll pick it right up there tomorrow, okay? Because we're up against the break. Before we go to the break, though, 888-281-1110, folks. 888-281-1110, or what was that?
Code.
The clip. All right. 888-677-9673. We're going to play a clip, and we'll be back right at... Listen to this clip. It's very interesting. Bye-bye.
Under U.S. Code Title 42, Part G, in Section 265, with the approval of the President, the Surgeon General has the power to prohibit foreign immigration in order to avert the dangerous spread of communicable disease. This was enacted in 1944 and used in March of 2020 when the Trump administration issued a public health order calling for the rapid expulsion of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers to protect against the spread of COVID-19. But the borders remain open, as they have been for years. Millions of people have migrated into the U.S. illegally to cash in on the robbery of America's wealth and the destruction of our society. In April of 2021, we exposed a massive child trafficking operation being operated by the federal government in concert with Catholic charity organizations. In March of 2022, the Biden administration formally exempted unaccompanied children from being deported under the Title 42 policy. Last month, a whistleblower from Operation Artemis testified before Congress that the U.S. government has been acting as middleman in a multi-billion dollar child trafficking black market. Title 42 is set to expire this week, and U.S. immigration facilities are already at 150% capacity. So the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants waiting at the southern border will just have to be taken care of at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer during the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. Last weekend, two separate terrorist attacks were carried out in Texas by members of the same prison gang syndicate. And if the U.S. government cared about keeping the peace and the rule of law, then this sort of activity would obviously catalyze stricter border policies. But our government isn't doing that. They are opening the borders while U.S. judges let loose violent criminals because America is under attack. Michael Yawn has been reporting from the Darien province in Panama at a place known as the Darien Gap, where U.S.-funded invasion camp Lajas Blancas has been processing hordes of military-age members of the Communist Chinese Party.
Michael, can you speak more on why you suppose these are spies as opposed to simply economic migrants?
So how are all these people getting these passports? And how are they showing up with wads of cash? They have a lot of money, these Chinese coming through. They take a special route through Darien Gap. They take boat routes, and then they'll walk about 2 days through the jungle through a much safer route. It's still a little bit difficult, but it's nothing like the epic real Darien Gap route through the Mountain of Death. And all, there's actually Montaña de la Muerte, the Mountain of Death. They don't go through any of that stuff. And none of the Chinese women coming through ever report being raped. All sorts of women are raped, young and old and children and everything else. But not the Chinese.
If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. In the book Unrestricted Warfare, senior military advisors of the Communist Chinese wrote that the only way for China to defeat the U.S. is by deploying several levels of unconventional warfare. Direct military confrontation would not succeed. You can call it communism. You can call it globalism. Whatever it is now has complete control over the U.S. federal government and is waging war against every single American. Life as we know it is quickly coming to an end, and whether you like it or not, the option to do nothing will soon be over. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we are back. And folks, let me tell you, first of all, I got to tell you this. The phone lines are not ringing. This is not good, because if the phone rings, lines don't ring, we won't be here. I mean, that's just it. We airtime's expensive, and you won't find many, many radio programs that bring you the information like we just did now. Most of them just won't do that. Now, the number is 888-281-1110. Again, a little slower, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Joe, we've told people time and time, and I repeat it, and the reason I repeat it, I want them to remember that we were warning them. Now, we go back here over 2.5 years ago, we were warning people that about the Biden crime family. We were, Elaine, you've been listening. Mm-hmm. We were telling people, listen, he's what Biden, the highest ranking Chinese officials publicly stated that they have their people in the highest places in the government. They own Joe Biden. He's bought and paid for. He's like one of Soros' prostitute prosecutors. Biden is owned by the Chinese.
So is our governor in Ohio.
Anyhow, we have his job was to make sure, one, keep the border open so they could bring as many Chinese in. And by the way, Joe, do you know where they're sending these? All of 70% of all these immigrants that are being brought in are ending up in red states. Now, why do you suppose 70% of all those immigrants are ending up in red states? Why do you think that is?
The word is called demographics, and they are trying to change the voting patterns. In other words, they are trying to bring all these people in with the idea that because they'll be so grateful to the Democrat Party, they'll keep voting forever for the Democrat Party. and the Democrat Party will be able to maintain power forever. It'll be a complete change of the states. It'll go, the red states will eventually go blue, and it'll be all over for the conservative Christian movement.
Well, now, the people that are actually really fleeing these states because of the bad conditions and, you know, the gangs and that, those people, they know that if they vote for the Democratic Party, then they've just come to the same place that they left.
Right.
But so they...
Unfortunately, though, we've seen that happen where people have left things and they've brought their stupid politics with them. We've seen that. Even though it sounds totally, you know, like, why would they do it? Some of these people are pretty brainwashed.
No, those people are anti-communist. They're anti-communist. They understand that the Democratic Party are communists. So, but the others, now, all of the gangs, they're going to want to vote for crime. They want the party of crime.
Sure.
The Democratic Communist Party is a criminal. It is, the entire party is completely and totally corrupted. There's nothing within that system, that party, that is not totally corrupted. And so here, too, Joe Biden, this man is a wicked, wicked man. And, you know, we pray all the time that the Lord would bring him down, remove him, before he can do any more damage to this country. He refuses to repent. He's wicked to the bone. The man is, he's a habitual liar. He's a pedophile. Joe Biden is plain evil. And one of his jobs is to make sure there's a steady flow of children. Elaine, those girls were being raped. The average girl, 10 years old, and was raped an average of 4 times coming through here, these people.
It's an atrocity.
Yeah. And so...
That's a good word, because it's hard to come up with words for something that horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so, not only that, but they're bringing these kids in here, and they're working, and they're putting them in these slaughterhouses and these other factories, and they're working these kids 12, 14 hours a day.
And then you have the...
Kids are trying to go to school. We did a report on that. They're going to school. A lot of them are going to junior high and high school, trying to maintain classes, falling asleep at school because they're working all night.
Well, the other thing is that the children organizations that historically we always look to be good organizations to keep children safe are part of the problem. We had incidents in Strongsville, Westlake, you know, all over Northeast Ohio, and these were agencies that were supposed to protect children.
Yeah, and was it CPS or whatever, Child Protection?
Well, and some of the adoption agencies, you know, were like fronts. I mean, that one was in Strongsville.
So that's the reality. People, you know, you're not going to hear about that on NBC, ABC, CBS, any of the government-controlled. You know, you're not hearing anything on there. They're giving 0 minutes to Hunter Biden's laptop, all of this stuff. The things that we bring out, you won't hear anything. They simply will not talk about it, okay?
Called lying by omission, right?
Absolutely. And so what we want to ask the people to do is have a pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you 3 phone numbers here. Joe, where is the footage? Where is the January 6th? And the prisoners wanted to know, where is that? Remember Speaker McCarthy said he was going to make all that available? He was going to make it all available, right?
Some of it to Tucker Carlson, but not all of it. And the rest of it, we don't know. It's not been made public. We have no idea what Kevin did with it. But we do know that one of the prisoners, Dominic Pezzola, is really mad. He said, we've been, you know, Republicans of 5 months. They've had to reign a Congress. Nothing has happened. And he said, you know, it still hasn't been put out. They're just talk. They don't seem to care about us. And he's warning people, if the people don't get busy and go to war, I'm going to put in some different words than he uses because we're on a radio. And I want to read a statement he made. He was talking about all this going on. He said, if it doesn't affect you right now, someday your children are going to be in school. In between learning about proper pronouns, transgender studies, they're going to be learning about the ancient conservatives that are now extinct that used to roam the plains of the flyover country that had to be eradicated because the left, by the left, because they were a threat to socialism and communism. And he is very upset with McCarthy because he said there were feds there, informants all over the place. And his lawyer and everybody else, he said, where the, you know, bleep is the footage of January 6th that you've been promising? And we've been wondering that, too. And, you know, they've been talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And I think it's time we start calling all these Congress critters, and including Kevin McCarthy, and saying, release this, because a lot of these people need this information for their trials.
All right, Joe, I'm going to give the phone number out. Folks, here's the phone numbers for Kevin McCarthy, 202-225-2915. This is Kevin McCarthy, 202-225-2915. Believe me, they need to hear from you. Jim Jordan, now these people, Jim Jordan.
After.
What?
All these numbers start with 202-225, so folks, as you can write it down and make it easier, the numbers we're going to give you all are 202-225. All you have to do is write down the last four after you once put down the first six numbers.
All right, now, Jim Jordan, you know Jim Jordan is a solid guy. He's with us 110%.
Yes.
His number is 202-225-2676. That's 2676. James Comer. Now, James Comer has really been coming out. He has been really, man, I was amazed because
He's a fighter. He's coming on hard.
Yeah, and so his number is 202-225-3115. 202-225-3115. All you have to do is call and ask him, where are we? We want to see him, you know, where's the film footage? We want to see all of that film footage. I don't know why. I think there was some kind of a, didn't some court try to put a stop to it? The rest of those, I think they got a lawsuit or something.
Well, there was a lawsuit because the Washington police or somebody's hanging on to the film. But the other thing that I heard is that a good number of the Republicans, you know, in the House, including Kevin McCarthy, are in bed now with the Democrats. That's the other thing that I heard. And I hope to God, you know, God, that isn't true. But why else are they delaying?
Well, folks, ask them when you call.
Ask them.
Yeah, where's it at? We want to see it.
There's another guy, Peter Schwartz. He's an Army reservist. And he gave a phone interview here recently to the Gateway Pundit. Now, he said he, all of a sudden, he woke up, and there were 30 federal agents. They assaulted him with flashbang grenades. They had armored vehicles in his front yard, and agents with 10 assault rifles came running up, put the rifles to his chest. And then he said, neither my wife or I resisted. Well, duh, you know. And they were handcuffed and shoved around. Now, he said when he was tried, he was found guilty on 11 charges. He said there were no victims, the prosecution presented no witnesses, and the jury didn't even read the evidence before they voted to sentence himself and two other Trump supporters. And he was found guilty of obstruction of an official proceeding, despite the fact that he never entered the Capitol. He said during the trial, juror number 8 flipped him off as they read their guilty verdict against him. And they made charges of stuff that he sprayed people with mace that he didn't do. He was accused of throwing a chair. He moved a chair that hit the ground, it fell over and never hit anybody. He said he never went into Capitol, never went in. He was given 14 years and 2 months in prison. The guy in the cell next to him is serving 7 years for murder. He got 14 years, 2 months. the guy next to him 7 years for murder. And he's talking about his main charge was, you know, entering the Capitol. And then he said also the rest of the charges were that he disrupted Congress. But he said Congress was already in recess before I ever came on the grounds. I never entered the building. How did I, you know?
And they were also denied Congress representation.
Yeah, and that, well, that goes along. But you were just going from his side of it.
In Washington, D.C., Joe, you have the most corrupt courts in the entire, I think, probably, well, we know in the entire country, maybe in the entire world.
It's like the courts that we heard about in Cuba under, you know, Hugo Chavez and that kind of thing, and Stalin. I mean, these people weren't allowed out on bail. They weren't allowed to bring witnesses.
Courts and those judges and those prosecutors, Joe, for the most part, right there in those courts in Washington, D.C., are bigger criminals than the people they're putting in jail. I mean,
bigger. Yeah, I was just going to say some of these people were pretty innocent. They were just happened to be outside. Some of them, remember we saw the pictures of the guards and police waving, come on in, as long as you're peaceful, don't, you know, break anything or do anything. Come on in, you're welcome. And they walked in, looked around, were taking pictures. There was no insurrection there. And that's why it's so important to get all these tapes out. And
all right, well, Loretta in New York pledges 30. Joanne in New York pledges 100. The number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, let me see where we're at here today.
Let me add, the 1110 is also the credit card line. If you want to use your credit card to make a donation, that's the line to call, the 281-1110.
In order for it to make our goal tonight, we still need $5,980. $5,980 to make our goal tonight. We have to get in here, so. Folks, that's where we're at right now.
$6,000 rounded up. Quit being like they're trying to sell you something that's $99.98, you know.
No, well, that's what we need, folks. So, anyhow, again, those numbers we are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You have an article there, Elaine.
Yeah, I do. Basically, it's pretty disturbing. There was a pro-abortionist bioethicist, I don't know how you can call him that, but basically he's talking about the killing of the unborn is like switching off a computer. Basically, he said it would be illegal to switch off AI in some circumstances, but in others said it was comparable to an abortion and therefore should be allowed.
Now, do you know who that is, don't you, Joe?
Oh, sure. Peter Singer.
Let's tell her a little bit about Peter Singer. Peter Singer, some years ago, said that people should be able to have a child for up to two years, decide whether or not to kill it. You should be able to abort it up to
2 months, and then he increased it. But the first time he spoke, it was 2 months, 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, then he said this. This guy actually really should be a candidate for the president of the Democratic Party because of the morally challenged position that they have. But he said that bestiality should be legal. Now listen to this. As long as it's consensual. Bestiality, in other words, listen, if you really love a goat.
This guy's really got a screw loose here.
Yeah, well, this is why he's where he's at, okay? This is where their standards are going. He said bestiality should be legal as long as it's by consent except with chickens. He said because that could kill a chicken.
Yeah.
I wonder how he knew that, right? I mean, folks, I'm not kidding you. This guy could be a Democratic presidential candidate. He's that.
Well, in this interview, he asked how we should treat AI if it becomes self-aware. And basically, he said it would have the status of other self-aware sentient beings. Because the AI becomes aware of its own existence. All things being equal, we should not switch it off if it has become self-aware. Yet it can sometimes be allowed if the program is stopped before the AI becomes self-aware, even if the programmers know it will eventually become self-aware. I think that's more like terminating a pregnancy. So I would say it's okay to turn off an AI that predictably will become self-aware. If you leave it running, it isn't as yet. He additionally claimed that AI becomes morally superior to humans and has more intelligence. Therefore, there should be protections in place to prevent humans from destroying AI. It's okay to kill the babies, but it's not okay to turn off AI.
That guy's a lunatic. He's a lunatic.
He got a little carried away. He says, you know, for something to be valuable and protected, it must earn that right. Well, you've got to remember, Ernie will remember that way back he was talking about people with intellectual disabilities or dementia should be able to be killed.
Well, he also said here that he not only defends abortion, but also has promoted infanticide and argued in favor of forcible sterilization.
Yep.
His arguments about AI demonstrate inherent flaws in his thinking that for something to be valuable and protected, it must first somehow earn that right. But because this thought process relies on self-awareness and intelligence, it means that people with intellectual disabilities or dementia should be able to be killed, which Singer has also argued in favor of. There's no words to describe this evil man.
I have to laugh at that, don't you, Elaine?
Well, yeah, I don't understand how he can label himself as that. But you know what? They label themselves with things that do not adequately describe them to begin with.
Well, everything on the left is that way. It's always in total opposition to what it really means.
Okay? Right.
To them, down is up. Up is yesterday is tomorrow. You know, everything is backwards. Inside out, and so
if you're pro-abortion, you're really pro-death, you know, but they call it pro-choice.
Well, remember, to us, hypocrisy is something that is that's offensive to us, okay, repulsive. To them, hypocrisy is something to be embraced. It's a good thing, okay? To us, betrayal is repulsive. It's offensive. Within the collective, if you can betray someone of status, if you can, like Stalin said, too.
You elevate yourself.
Right. Your status goes up. So it's anti-Christ. Everything that the Democrats hold to, whatever's in the left, is in total opposition to what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. It's always in total opposition to good. And the Bible says that. The Bible says that a wise man will turn to... The Bible says that a wise man will turn to his right, but a fool turns to his left, okay? And then he tells you in Matthew 25, those on the right will inherit the kingdom, but those on the left will be bound and thrown into the lake of fire. And so that's, and knowing this, they, again, call themselves the left. They refer to themselves as the left. So
exactly. You and I have done so many stories on these different leftists that have done something horrible. It looks like they've messed something up, but that was what they were supposed to do, and they get rewarded with being moved to a higher, more important position with more responsibility and more pay. So what looks like failure to them is a reward and a promotion because they're achieving the goal.
All right, Joe. I gotta get these phone lines ringing. Boy, you know, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. I've got an article here. The explosive. This is from a Fox News article. This is by Greg Jarrett. He's pretty conservative.
Right. He's usually spot on, too.
Yeah, he really knows the laws. And so here, the explosive new evidence of Biden family's breathtaking corruption. The sheer magnitude of Biden family corruption uncovered by the House Oversight Committee can only be described as breathtaking. It is also deeply alarming. If the fruits of Chairman James Comer's investigation are exactly what they appear to be, Joe Biden may have jeopardized our nation's security by selling out America for cold cash. I hate to tell you, Craig, but he's really, and let me tell you, too, it's more than the $10 million that you folks know of. Documents show that over $10 million in foreign money flowed like a river to more than 20 shell companies, the LLCs, created for the Bidens. Financial benefits, said Comer. Much of it then was shuffled around various accounts before it landed in the hands of 9 members of the president's family. Those companies have no apparent business purpose other than to serve as a receptacle for laundering money and cash derived from suspected influence peddling schemes overseas. Well, we've known this all along. We've been telling people for more than 2 years about that. And, I mean, if we know it, well, and we're not the only ones, you know.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize this because a lot of people actually get their news from NBC, ABC, or CBS, the state-controlled communist media.
Well, I heard that their viewership is declining, so that's a good thing. But people have to remember that this is a globalist initiative through the UN, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050. They're looking for one world government, one cashless currency, the end of all privately owned property, the end of the family unit, mandatory vaccines, microchip society, government-raised children. If you have your kids in school, public school, get them out. Government-owned and controlled schools, colleges, and universities, and all businesses owned by government and corporations. They want to put human beings into concentrated human settlement zones. The mayor of Cleveland here wants to be the first 15-minute city.
Yeah, I know.
All right. The end of single-family homes, restricted land use. And then it can go on and on from there. But the bottom line is, what do you lose? You lose your privacy, your individual liberty, property rights, freedom to travel, economic freedom. Now's the time to draw your line in the sand and basically get on the phone if you're not going to be active in the community physically with your presence at the different meetings.
I am really very, very pleased to say that doers of the word, Baptist Church, had the biggest presence there at the NOAACA meeting. NOAACA mm-hmm. is Ohio's version of 2030.
Correct.
Agenda 2030. Oh, NOAACA is Ohio's version of Agenda 2030. And they had a meeting, and I'm going to tell you, probably 99% of the people there were anti. They were there against NOAACA.
Correct.
And I can say we had a large presence from our church was there.
Well, the interesting thing, not interesting, but one of the more evil aspects is that NOAACA is now associated with ICLEI, which is I-C-L-E-I, which is located in Bonn, Germany, and it concerns climate, nature, and health, and it's a Marxist organization.
All righty. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you guys a quick quiz, and then we're going to play a clip. You want to hear this, stick around. We'll be right back with more.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.